Father of love, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Oh, Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we find out your name, out Shaddai, God of grace. To forgive, each moment is a gift from you to live. Oh, we're only to tell the world about your name until the day you take us all away. So we cry, so we cry out your name.
Glad to be here. Before we sing one more song, I really wanted to give everybody a warm welcome this evening. You know, it's so good for the Lord to minister to the soul of a person. You know, you can never hear the word, the genuine anointed word, if it strikes your soul, and you ever be the same again. Every time the Lord speaks to your soul, it transforms you. There's the power of transformation.
Hallelujah.
As long as your heart is in the right condition,
amen,
this service will minister you further along. It will minister you closer to what the Lord wants you to be. Deeper and further along the journey. And
amen.
I'm sure that's your desire as well. So we want to give a warm welcome to Brother Dele.
Le frère Dele.
It's really been a wonderful thing to be with him since he arrived yesterday. Brother Dele is from Lagos, Nigeria. He's a missionary, he's an apostle.
C'est un apôtre, un missionnaire.
He does a lot of work within Nigeria.
Il travaille dans l'intérieur du Nigeria.
And he's traveled many, many places around,
the world.
Amen.
Furthering the cause of Christ.
Pour la cause de Christ.
In this age.
Dans cet âge.
The church in Lagos.
L'église à Lagos.
His father is the pastor there.
Son père est pasteur là-bas.
And the Lord's called him
to
the mission field.
Amen.
We're so glad that the Lord has led him our way for this weekend. From here he goes across to England.
À partir d'ici, va aller en Angleterre.
He'll be with Brother Chandler and go on to Brother Oliver and different brothers there.
Chez d'autres frères là-bas.
But let's take advantage while the brother's here.
Profitons pendant qu'il est
by
ici.
Having an expectation. Because you always get what you expect. So we want to give the brother liberty. Let's sing one more song before the brother comes to the pulpit. Let's sing that song, Higher Ground. I'm sure that's your desire, is Higher Ground. As we finish the song, we hand over to Brother Dele, and may the Lord grant him grace.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm in, being every day.
Most gracious eternal Father, we thank you tonight for this privilege that we have received to come into your presence. We thank you for your grace that has been keeping the church of God here. And we thank you for the journey mercies you granted unto me. Thank you for arranging a time like this where we could have fellowship together. We give you glory tonight. And we also want to thank you for the praise offering of your people. We are taught that you inhabit the praises of your children. And no doubt we know you are here tonight. We pray, Lord Jesus, all that the believers have offered will be accepted in your sight. May you take our offering, Lord. And dear Jesus, in return, may you come by our way and move through the post of each individual. And may you release your blessing unto us. Take us deeper in your love tonight. Take us higher in your joy. May you take over the environment, Lord, and charge the atmosphere with your divine presence. Oh God, let your glory descend into our midst. We pray for souls that may be coming on their way, that Lord Jesus, you will quicken their steps and protect their pathway. Amen. Those in their houses, may you quicken their mortal bodies. We that are here, may you prepare and preserve us for your visitation. Help me, help the interpreter tonight, and then may you help our entire audience. Make the meeting go over. Make it a success, Lord. If there be other places where believers are fellowshipping tonight, we pray that your presence will also be with them. At the end of all things, both here and everywhere, the believers will have fellowshipped. May we have cause to give you praise. May we give you glory as we commit it all to your care in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. You are welcome to the service of the Lord tonight. I will not want to keep you standing.
Je vais pas vous garder debout.
So I will suggest we read the Bible.
Je vais qu'on lise la Bible.
So we can have our seats.
Alors nous allons nous asseoir.
Then we get acquainted.
Et nous allons nous habituer.
And go into the message.
Et nous allons entrer dans le message.
You are welcome in the name of Jesus Christ.
Bienvenue au nom de Jésus Christ.
If you have your Bibles with you,
si vous avez la parole,
I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 6.
Tournez dans Apocalypse chapitre 6.
I'll take a verse from chapter 6,
un verset au chapitre 6
and two verses in chapter 13.
Et deux versets au chapitre 13.
Revelation 6 verse 1.
6:1.
If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see.
Je regardais quand l'agneau ouvrit un de sept seaux, et j'entendis l'un des quatre êtres vivants qui disait, comme le tonnerre, viens et vois.
Revelation 13,
et Apocalypse 13,
verses 8 and 9.
8 et 9.
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear.
Et tous les habitants de la terre l'adoreront, ceux dont le nom n'a pas été écrit dès la fondation du monde dans le livre de vie de l'agneau qui a été immolé. Si quelqu'un a des oreilles, qu'il entende.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his holy word. God bless you. You may be seated. I would like to thank the Lord for making it possible for me to be in the midst of the believers tonight in this part of the world. And I'd like to appreciate our precious pastor here for extending these arm of love invitation to me to come to Ireland.
Je remercie le pasteur de m'avoir invité en Irlande.
To come and be of service to the people of God and God himself, maybe along the line we can be a blessing.
D'être au service du peuple de Dieu lui-même, peut-être nous serons une bénédiction pour vous.
I want to pray that the Lord will bless him mightily.
Je veux que le Seigneur le bénisse puissamment.
His family.
Sa famille.
The work of the ministry.
Le travail du ministère.
And
aussi.
This flock which the Lord is making him
et
to oversee.
Et ce troupeau que Dieu lui a donné de veiller dessus.
Amen. I bring greetings from everybody at home.
Je ramène les salutations de tout le monde au pays.
Our pastor told me to give his greetings.
Notre pasteur m'a demandé de vous saluer.
So did his wife.
Et son épouse aussi.
And the entire church,
et toute l'église entière,
the ministers, the officers and the brethren,
les prédicateurs, les officiers et tous les frères.
My wife and the children and other members in my house also told me to give their greetings.
Mon épouse, mes enfants et tous ceux qui habitent ma maison m'ont demandé de vous saluer.
I was at a dedicational service last weekend.
J'étais la semaine passée au service de dédicace.
And the believers and the ministers there knew I would be coming here.
Et les ministres aussi là-bas et les princes savaient que je viendrai ici.
And they also asked that I give their greetings to everyone.
Et ils m'ont demandé aussi de saluer tout le monde.
They are all doing fine by the grace of God.
Ils sont tous bien par la grâce de Dieu.
And I'm sure they'll be happy to know that the believers are fine here.
Je suis content. J'espère que vous serez content d'apprendre. Ils seront contents d'apprendre que vous êtes
ici. The Lord bless you all.
Que le Seigneur vous bénisse.
Amen. I cannot recognize many faces, but I do recognize his face.
Il y a pas beaucoup de gens que je connais, mais je reconnais cette figure ici.
And the brother Shelton there.
Il y a le frère Shelton aussi.
Amen. I was here on a very private basis some time back.
J'étais ici quelque temps passé en voyage privé.
And it was only after I've left that brother Andrew discovered me.
C'est seulement quand je suis parti que le frère Andrew m'a découvert.
I remember he sent me an email then.
Je me rappelle qu'il m'avait envoyé un email.
Inviting me to come.
M'invitant de venir.
But the Lord knows all things.
Mais le Seigneur sait toutes choses.
I think before the foundation of the world, this is the time
du monde, c'était ceci
that he has appointed for me to be here.
Il avait marqué pour que je sois
I
ici.
Couldn't have been here earlier. I couldn't have been here
je
later.
Je pouvais pas venir plus tôt ou plus tard.
And I pray that the Lord will bless our purpose.
Je prie que le Seigneur bénisse notre objectif.
Of being together at this time.
D'être ensemble ce
May
moment.
God bless you all.
Et le Seigneur vous bénisse tous.
All right. If the Lord will be our help tonight,
si le Seigneur sera avec nous ce soir,
which I trust He will,
c'est que je crois qu'il fera.
I'll be speaking on the overcomers in every age.
Je parlerai des vainqueurs dans chaque âge.
Or the overcomers in all ages.
Je parlerai au sujet des vainqueurs dans tous les âges.
If you study Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3,
si vous étudiez Apocalypse 2 et 3,
the prophet introduced us to some seven churches.
Le prophète nous introduit aux sept âges de l'église.
Which according to the scriptures were said to be in Asia Minor.
Qui conformément aux écritures se trouvait en Asie mineure.
But when God's revelation for this hour came,
mais quand la révélation de Dieu à cette heure est venue,
it made us to realize that God wasn't just referring to some seven physical churches in Asia.
Cela nous a montré que Dieu ne se référait pas seulement aux sept églises physiques en Asie.
But rather he was using those seven churches to describe a spiritual condition.
Mais il utilisait ces sept églises pour décrire leur état spirituel.
That will happen in the seventh age dispensation of the Gentile church.
Ce qui va arriver dans les dispensations des sept âges des gentils.
And that if you look at the messages,
regarder au message,
the first thing God does
la première chose que Dieu
is
fait,
to introduce himself
c'est de se présenter lui-même
in the portion of the revelation of his Godhead that he wanted to be known in that age.
Dans la portion de la révélation de sa divinité qui veut être connue dans cet âge-là.
God has a portion of revelation of himself for each age.
Dieu a une portion de la révélation de lui-même dans chaque âge.
But we thank the Lord.
Mais nous remercions le Seigneur.
This being the final age.
Et que ceci est le dernier âge.
He chose to give us the fullness of that revelation.
Il a choisi de nous donner la plénitude de cette révélation.
So all that they have known in part came into wholeness
tout
in our age.
Ce qu'ils avaient connu en portion est venu dans la plénitude dans notre
so
âge.
So after he introduces himself,
après c'est sa présentation de lui-même,
he will commend this age for the good things they have done.
Il loue cette église pour les bonnes choses qu'ils ont faites.
He will rebuke them for the things they have not done properly.
Et il les réprimande pour ce qu'ils n'ont pas bien fait.
He will also offer to them recommendations.
Et il leur donne des instructions.
Then the final message to each age.
Et le dernier message à chaque âge.
Has always been to give an incentive to the overcomers.
C'est toujours de donner une promesse aux vainqueurs.
Is that clear, church? Yes. That is why for the seven churches,
c'est pourquoi pendant les sept âges,
you
les
see
églises,
a common phrase.
Nous voyons cette même phrase commune.
And to him that overcomes.
À celui qui vaincra.
To him that overcomes.
À celui qui vaincra.
I will make him sit on my throne.
Je le ferai s'asseoir sur mon
I will
throne.
Give him of the tree of life. life. I will give him a new name. I will do this, I will do that. Seven promises to seven overcomers in the seven church ages. We can see the nature of a good father here. Brother Branham said, God being a good heavenly father,
bon Père Céleste,
he knows how to encourage us in the things that he wants.
Il sait nous encourager dans les choses qu'il veut.
And he knows how to discourage us in what he does not want.
Et il sait comment nous décourager dans ce qu'il
n'aime
pas.
So because he wanted us to be overcomers,
et comme il voulait que nous soyons des vainqueurs,
this is the reason he offered incentives.
C'est pourquoi il donne cette
something récompense. To encourage you,
quelque chose pour vous encourager,
to overcome,
de vaincre.
So you have no option tonight.
Vous n'avez pas de choix ce soir.
In this life's battle,
dans cette,
than to be an overcomer.
Dans cet âge, il y aura un vainqueur.
God has no provision for a defeated man.
Dieu n'a pas prévu qu'il y ait un perdant.
Because he doesn't want his children to end their journey in defeat.
Parce qu'il veut pas que ses enfants terminent leur voyage en étant des
he
perdants.
Wants them to end it in victory.
Il veut qu'ils terminent en étant vainqueurs.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when you are talking about overcoming,
quand nous parlons du fait de vaincre,
you must have a battle in mind.
Vous devez, cela suppose qu'il y a une bataille.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because there are only two outcomes of a battle.
Parce qu'il y a seulement deux possibilités, deux résultats.
It's either you are victorious,
soit tu es vainqueur,
or you are defeated.
Ou tu es vaincu.
Amen. And when you are talking of a battle,
et quand on parle de bataille,
it is not a friendly fight with a friend.
Ce n'est pas une bataille amicale avec un ami.
A battle is always between two opponents.
C'est toujours entre deux adversaires.
Amen.
Amen.
And there has always been a battle.
Et il y a toujours une bataille.
It never started here.
Il n'a pas commencé ici.
It started way back in heaven.
Il avait commencé là-bas au ciel.
Amen.
Amen.
Sin never began on the earth.
Le péché n'a pas
according
commencé
to
sur
the
terre.
Scriptures,
conformément aux
sin started in heaven.
Le péché a commencé au ciel.
Prophet Isaiah taught us that.
Le prophète Isaïe nous l'a
and
dit.
And the spillover effect of the battle.
Et la bataille.
Came upon the earth.
Et la bataille s'est transformée sur
and
la terre.
You can never be neutral.
Et tu veux jamais être neutre.
You must take a side.
Tu dois prendre position.
Between these two forces.
Entre ces deux forces.
To be on the side of God.
D'être du côté de Dieu.
Is to have all the weapons of Satan trained against you.
Vous aurez toutes les armes du diable contre
so,
vous.
So church, I'd like to remind you tonight.
Église, j'aimerais vous rappeler
that
ce soir
you are in a battle.
Que vous êtes en bataille.
You love him tonight.
L'aimez-vous.
So if we are in a battle,
et si nous sommes dans une bataille,
is the reason God also offered incentives.
C'est pourquoi Dieu a donné ces encouragements.
Because he does not want you to end that battle in defeat.
C'est parce qu'il ne veut pas que nous perdions la bataille.
Amen. Amen. And God being conscious that you are in a battle,
et Dieu étant conscient que nous sommes en bataille,
also offered you some battle weapons.
Vous a offert quelques armes pour vous battre avec.
Amen.
Amen.
In Ephesians chapter 6,
Ephésiens 6,
we were told of some weapons in there.
Il nous est parlé de quelques armes là-bas.
Amen. Amen. And I want you to see these weapons.
Et j'aimerais que vous regardiez ces
how God
armes.
Is so sure of his weapons.
Comment Dieu est si sûr de ses armes.
How God is so confident of his weapons.
Comment Dieu a confiance dans ses armes.
In these weapons, he made no provision for a second thought.
Il n'a pas, dans ses armes, il n'y a pas un deuxième
toucher. He made no provision for a running away.
Il n'y a pas quelqu'un, il n'a pas prévu que quelqu'un
he made no provision for you to turn your back.
Il n'a pas pour prévu que quelqu'un tourne
because
son dos.
If you look at the weapons of Ephesians chapter 6,
parce que quand vous regardez aux armes d'Ephésiens 6,
God gave you something to cover your head.
Il t'a donné quelque chose pour
helmet
couvrir la tête,
of salvation.
Le casque du salut.
Shield of faith.
Le bouclier de la foi.
Breastplate of righteousness.
La justice.
Your loins gathered with righteousness.
Avec la ceinture de la
justice. And your feet covered with the preparation of the gospel.
Et vos pieds couverts du zèle de l'évangile.
All the weapons he gave you are frontal weapons.
Et toutes les armes qu'il a données sont des armes frontales.
Weapons that could make you launch offensive.
Des armes qui vont te permettre de lancer l'offensive.
Or to also be defensive.
Et d'être être aussi défensif.
But there was no weapon to cover your back.
Il n'y avait pas d'arme pour couvrir votre dos.
If you look at those weapons,
si vous regardez à ces
that
armes,
means there is no provision.
Cela veut dire
for you to turn your back against the battle.
Il n'est pas prévu que tu t'enfuis
and run away.
Et que tu t'enfuis.
If you turn your back, you are not protected.
Si vous tournez le dos,
the arrows of the enemy will get you down.
Les armes de l'ennemi vont vous attraper.
Why did God make it like that?
Pourquoi Dieu a-t-il
because
fait
he doesn't
ça?
Want you to run.
C'est parce qu'il ne veut pas que
he
tu
wants
t'enfuis.
You to confront the battle.
Il veut que tu vas
and he is so sure of his weapons
et il est si sûr
that
de
if you
armes,
apply them in faith,
et si tu les
it has worked
foi,
yesterday,
is
working
hier,
today. If there be a tomorrow, the weapons will still be effective.
Les armes,
they don't expire.
Ils ne vont pas expirer.
Glory to God. God is so sure of those weapons,
Dieu est si sûr de ses armes.
And they, you will only overcome by them.
Et vous vaincrez seulement avec elles.
Now remember, those are spiritual weapons.
Et rappelez-vous, sont des armes spirituelles.
And that should be giving you the idea.
Et cela va vous donner une idée.
Of the battle we are facing.
De la bataille que nous livrons.
Amen. Amen. Now, if you want to go into a battle,
si vous voulez aller dans en bataille,
the most important thing.
La chose la plus importante
is not even the weapon.
C'est pas l'arme.
Because if you have the weapon,
parce que si vous avez l'arme,
and you don't know you are, who you are to fight,
et si vous ne connaissez pas qui vous combattez,
you may be using your weapon on the wrong person.
Vous pouvez utiliser l'arme contre la mauvaise personne.
And it can be very dangerous
et
for
cela
you.
Peut être très dangereux pour vous.
So a strong key
et la clé
to fighting this battle
pour combattre ce combat
is to first recognize
c'est d'abord de reconnaître
who the enemy is.
Qui est votre ennemi.
You love him tonight. Now, according to the scriptures,
conformément aux écritures,
God gave you an idea.
Dieu vous a donné une idée
of how to watch out for the enemy.
De veiller sur l'ennemi.
The first thing the Bible said,
la première chose Dieu dit,
is that we wrestle not
que nous devons
against flesh and blood.
Nous ne combattons pas selon contre l'esprit et la chair.
So your enemy is not physical.
Votre ennemi n'est pas physique.
Your enemy is spiritual.
Votre ennemi est spirituel.
A Christian does not have a human enemy.
Le chrétien n'a pas un ennemi humain.
It is not a slip of tongue.
C'est pas de la langue.
I mean what I said.
Je
a Christian
dis.
Does not have a human enemy.
Le chrétien n'a pas un ennemi humain.
Those of you who have human enemies must repent tonight.
Ceux qui ont des ennemis humains doivent se repentir.
Because according to the scripture,
conformément aux écritures,
you wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Vous ne combattez pas contre la chair et le sang.
Flesh and blood is human.
La chair et le sang, c'est
and
humain.
The Bible said that's not the one to wrestle with.
La Bible dit, c'est pas
or that's not the
battons.
One you are wrestling with.
Ou c'est pas ce contre cela
and that battons. Is why he never gave you carnal weapons.
C'est pour cela qu'il vous a pas
he
donné
said the
charnelles.
Weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Les armes de notre combat ne sont pas charnelles.
You love him tonight. But we wrestle against principalities and powers.
Nous combattons contre les
somebody is the captain of principalities and power.
Quelqu'un le co-capitaine des principautés.
So we wrestle against Satan.
Nous combattons contre
the
Satan,
head of such kingdom.
Le chef de ce royaume.
Now watch. The only problem is this.
Le seul problème c'est que
as powerful as this guy is,
aussi puissant que ce monsieur
he cannot
est,
express himself.
Il peut pas s'exprimer
until he gets a human vessel.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il obtient un vase humain.
But that is the same thing with God also.
C'est la même chose avec Dieu aussi.
God cannot express himself.
Dieu ne peut pas s'exprimer.
The greatest, the most powerful,
le Dieu le tout puissant,
cannot express himself.
Il peut pas s'exprimer
until he gets a human vessel.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il ait trouvé un vase humain.
So there will be people on this earth.
Il y aura des gens sur cette terre
expressing Satan's desires.
Qui exprimeront les désirs
de Satan.
And there
will be people on this earth.
Et d'autres
who will become the personification of God.
Qui vont devenir la
Brother Bram said,
de Dieu.
In every age, in
temps,
every time,
dans temps,
the law of contrast,
la loi du contrast
will never fail.
Ne va jamais faillir.
There will be those who will be testifying to wrong,
y aura ceux qui se
and there will be those who will be witnessing for right.
Et ceux qui témoigneront pour le vrai et ceux qui témoigneront
so
pour
there
le
is
faux.
Going to be a clash.
Et y aura un éclat.
But Brother Bram said,
mais Frère Branham
in
dit,
that for you to overcome,
pour que tu puisses vaincre,
you must always look beyond the human veil.
Tu dois toujours regarder au-delà du voile humain. Amen.
Because Satan makes captives.
Parce que Satan a pris des captifs.
Are you here tonight? Whoever is using is a victim.
Tout celui que lui utilise est une victime.
And Brother Branham said victims are not object of our battle.
Et le frère Branham dit que les victimes ne sont pas
rather,
objet de notre bataille.
Rather, they are object of our pity.
Mais ils sont objet de notre pitié, de notre miséricorde.
This is the reason when you get into the realm of the third pool grace.
C'est pourquoi quand vous entrez dans la dimension du troisième pool,
which forgiveness is its foundation?
Dont le pardon est le fondement.
Mark 11:22. Before you can move your mountains,
avant de déplacer vos montagnes,
you must clear your heart of every hurt.
Vous devez enlever de votre cœur.
Simple gospel.
C'est l'évangile.
Until you get into such realms,
jusqu'à ce que vous atteigniez
you can never overcome.
Vous n'allez jamais vaincre.
You talk about great victories.
On va parler des grandes victoires
that the prophet and many great men had.
Et que les prophètes et tous ces grands
it's because
hommes
they came to such realms.
C'est parce qu'ils sont arrivés dans cette dimension.
The maniac of Oregon. The maniac. The maniac.
Le maniaque d'Oregon.
Permit my accent. If it doesn't fit with yours. The maniac of Portland, Oregon.
Le maniaque d'Oregon.
He was only defeated.
Il a été vaincu seulement.
Not by a physical weapon.
Par une arme physique.
But by the spiritual weapon.
Pas par une arme
of
physique,
love.
Par une arme
that created the atmosphere.
Qui avait
for the man to fall.
Pour que l'homme tombe.
Brother Branham said he was charging hard at me.
Frère Branham dit qu'il
but as he advanced.
Mais comme il avançait,
I looked beyond him.
J'ai regardé au-delà
to realize that if he was in his right sense.
Pour regarder que s'il était dans son sens,
he will not want to do what he's doing.
Il ne ferait pas qu'il faisait.
It's because the devil has taken him
mais
over.
Seulement parce que le diable a pris
this was the revelation David had.
C'est que la révélation
when
que David
he was
avait,
praying,
quand il priait,
Lord,
Dieu,
lead me to the rock that is higher than high.
Donc, conduis-moi au rocher qui est plus haut que moi.
Because you can never do above the spirit
parce que tu pouvais pas faire au-delà
that is controlling your life.
Qui contrôle votre vie.
And he began to have compassion for him.
Et il a commencé à avoir compassion
and
pour
that created an atmosphere,
et cela a créé une atmosphère
for God to take it over
pour que Dieu prenne contrôle
and crush that enemy.
Et cet homme est tombé.
Brother Branham said that guy would have been delivered.
Frère Branham dit cette personne pouvait être délivrée.
But he went that way because he worships that spirit.
Il a suivi ce chemin parce qu'il adore cet esprit.
You love him tonight. Amen. So you must look beyond the human veil.
Vous devez aller au-delà du voile humain.
If you expect
si vous espérez
to overcome.
Vaincre.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, with this as our background,
avec ce fondement,
let's look at the scripture that we have read.
Regardons l'écriture que nous avons
I'll lu. Start with the second scripture.
Je commencerai avec la
Revelation
deuxième écriture,
chapter 13.
Apocalypse 13.
The Bible said, verse 8,
la Bible dit au verset
the Bible
8,
said, all that dwell upon the earth
tous ceux qui habitent la terre
shall worship him.
Ils l'adoreront.
The hymn here refers to that common enemy.
C'est lui ici, c'est l'ennemi commun.
Satan.
Satan.
Alléluia.
Now, church, before you can worship something,
église, avant que vous puissiez adorer quelque chose,
you must become a subject of that thing.
Vous devez devenir soumis à cette chose-là.
Is that right?
Alléluia.
He must be on top.
Il doit être au-dessus.
You are below.
Vous devez être en dessous de lui.
He is the king.
Il est le roi.
You are the subject.
Vous êtes son sujet.
He is the conqueror.
Il est le conquérant.
You are the conquered.
Vous êtes le conquis.
So the Bible here in prophecy said,
la Bible, le prophète dit,
all that dwell upon the earth,
tous ceux qui habitent sur terre,
shall worship him.
L'adoreront.
In other words,
en d'autres mots,
he will conquer all.
Il va les conquérir.
And I want you to know that all means all.
Et je veux que vous compreniez que tous veut dire tous.
You love him tonight.
Amen.
Whose names are not written in the book of life?
Tous ceux dont le nom n'est pas écrit dans le livre de vie.
Not just the book of life.
Pas seulement le livre
the
de
Bible
vie.
The Bible said in the Lamb's book of life.
La Bible dit le livre de vie de l'agneau.
In other words,
en d'autres mots,
the only exception,
la seule exception
to this worship
à cette adoration
will be the people
ce seront des gens
whose names
dont le nom
are in the lamb section
sont dans la partie de l'agneau.
I know why I have to emphasize that.
Je sais pourquoi je dois souligner là.
So many in the book of life will worship him.
Beaucoup dans le livre de vie vont l'adorer.
Because Brother Branham said,
parce que Frère Branham
the book of life is just like a record of all living.
Le livre de vie c'est seulement là où on écrit tout ce.
It's about the lamb section of the book of life.
La partie de livre de vie.
Is the record of his elect. The bride of all ages.
Là où on écrit les noms de ceux qu'il a élus.
The scripture is perfect.
L'écriture est parfaite.
So in the lamb section of the book of life,
dans la partie du livre de la
as
vie de
many as whose names are there,
tous les noms qui sont là-bas,
will never worship him.
Ils ne vont jamais l'adorer.
Allow me tonight
et j'aimerais ce soir
to show you your name
vous montrer votre
in the lamb section
dans la, le livre de
of
vie
the
de
book
la
of life.
Amen.
But why will they worship him?
Mais pourquoi vont-ils l'adorer?
Everybody seems to know that Satan is a bad fellow.
Tout le monde croit que Satan est un mauvais gars.
Is that all right? Who does not know that? Even those who don't go to church,
même ceux qui ne vont pas à l'église,
at least they know that one thing.
Ils savent cela pour sûr.
This guy is a bad fellow.
Ils savent que c'est un mauvais gars.
That is why when anything bad happens,
c'est pourquoi chaque fois que quelque chose de mal arrive,
they don't attribute that to God.
Ils vont pas mettre cela pour
sûr. They attribute that to Satan.
Ils vont dire c'est le diable.
Is associated with darkness.
C'est associé aux ténèbres.
And God is associated with light.
Et Dieu est associé à la lumière.
But you see, these same people,
et ces mêmes gens,
according to the scripture,
conformément aux écritures,
will worship him.
Ils l'adoreront.
The church will worship him.
L'église l'adorera.
The priest will worship him.
Le prêtre l'adorera.
Religious people will worship him.
Les religieux l'adorera.
Non-religious will worship him.
Les incroyants
except those whose names are in the lamb section.
Sont dans le livre de vie de l'agneau.
Why will they worship him?
Pourquoi l'adoreront-ils?
Brother Branham said Satan has two weapons.
Frère Branham dit que le diable a deux armes.
To get worship to himself.
Pour attirer l'adoration sur lui.
By the way,
entre-temps,
the only reason we are in a battle,
la raison pour laquelle nous sommes sur le champ de bataille,
is the battle that centers around worship.
C'est cette bataille qui nous envoie vers l'adoration.
What was the beginning of battle in heaven?
Quand est-ce qu'il y avait eu le
worship
de cette guerre, l'adoration?
If you take worship out of the way,
quand ils ont adoré en dehors du chemin,
Satan has no other contention with God.
Satan n'aurait pas eu d'autre conflit avec Dieu.
The basis for every contention,
la base de chaque conflit,
is on worship.
C'est sur l'adoration.
Isaiah said he thought to lift his throne.
Isaïe dit qu'il a essayé d'élever son trône.
Above all the stars of God.
Au-dessus de toutes les étoiles de Dieu.
So that he as God.
Pour que lui en tant que Dieu.
Can now be worshipped.
Pouvait être adoré.
At this time of his thinking he was Lucifer.
Et en ce moment-là il était Lucifer.
But when he thought about it.
Mais quand il a pensé à
and
cela.
And sought to bring it out.
Et il a commencé à le
he
manifester.
He became contaminated.
Il a été contaminé.
And turned to Satan.
Et il a été transformé
and
en
it began
Satan.
A battle.
Et il a commencé une bataille.
And that is why,
c'est pourquoi,
from that time
à partir de ce moment
till now,
jusque maintenant,
Satan hasn't changed that ambition.
Il n'a pas changé son ambition.
What he started in heaven,
ce qu'il avait commencé au ciel,
is what the scripture said is achieving here.
C'est ce que la Bible dit qu'il va
terminer. But will that make him satisfied?
Cela le va
not exactly.
Cela le va le satisfaire, mais
because
pas exactement.
His plan is not just to get worship
son plan n'est pas seulement
from every Tom, Dick and Harry.
De tous ceux qui sont sur
Satan has a particular target in mind.
Satan a un but principal dans sa
he
pensée.
Wanted worship
il voulait l'adoration
from the stars of God.
Venant des étoiles de
and
Dieu.
That is why he's not satisfied.
C'est pourquoi il n'est pas satisfait.
Are you catching that?
Amen.
He's getting worship everywhere today.
Il obtient l'adoration de partout aujourd'hui.
But he isn't satisfied.
Mais il n'est pas satisfait.
Because he wanted it from a particular group.
Parce qu'il voulait un groupe particulier.
He was so consumed in his ambition.
Il était si consumé dans son ambition.
To get worship.
D'être adoré.
Until when our Lord came in flesh.
Jusqu'à ce que même quand notre Seigneur est venu.
He even dared God.
Il lui a dit.
He dared God. He went to God.
Il est allé vers Dieu.
In Matthew chapter 4.
Et Marc chapitre
and 4, asked Jesus to worship
il a
him.
Demandé à Jésus de l'adorer.
So consumed in his ambition.
Il était si emporté dans son ambition.
And if you study the story of Mordecai and Haman in the Bible,
si vous commencez l'histoire de Mardoché et Haman dans la Bible,
this was exactly, God was using that story,
Dieu utilisait cette histoire,
to show to us,
pour nous montrer,
the mind of the devil,
la pensée du diable,
and the mind of God.
Et la pensée de Dieu.
Do you know Haman?
Vous savez que Haman,
he was getting worship and adoration from everybody.
Il était adoré de tout le monde.
But he wasn't satisfied,
mais il n'était pas satisfait,
because he hasn't gotten it from one person.
Parce qu'il l'avait pas obtenu d'une seule personne.
Mordecai.
Mardoché.
And that was why one day,
c'est pourquoi un jour,
when he was celebrating his wealth and success,
quand il célébrait sa richesse et son succès,
and he was talking about his achievements,
et qu'il parlait de ses réussites,
everybody was clapping for him.
Tout le monde l'acclamait.
He said, but I have only one problem.
Il dit, mais j'ai seulement un seul problème.
As long as I see that guy called Mordecai,
aussi longtemps que je vois ce gars appelé Mardoché,
what a picture.
Quelle image.
He's got everything,
il avait tout obtenu,
but only one person.
Mais une seule personne.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because the worship of Mordecai is too precious.
Parce que l'adoration de Mardoché est si précieuse.
His worship has more value.
Son adoration a plus de valeur.
Than all the worship Haman has been getting from everyone.
Et toutes les adorations qu'Haman obtenait de
and this is why Satan is restless tonight.
C'est pourquoi le diable est sans repos.
Because your worship has got more value,
parce que votre adoration a plus
than
de
what
valeur
is getting out there.
Et c'est qu'il obtient en dehors.
Even though the world is worshiping
même
him,
si le monde l'adore,
yet is he not satisfied,
cela ne le satisfait
because he hasn't gotten it from you.
Parce qu'il l'a pas obtenu de
and
vous.
That is the basis of the battle tonight.
C'est le but de la bataille ce soir.
Is that clear, church? But why will he get worship from everyone?
Mais pourquoi va-t-il obtenir l'adoration de tout le monde?
The reason he's getting it from everyone,
la raison qu'il obtient de tout le monde,
is the reason he cannot get it from us.
C'est la raison pour laquelle il peut même pas l'obtenir pour nous.
Brother Branham said the devil has two weapons.
Le frère Branham dit le diable a deux armes.
To get worship from everyone.
Il veut être adoré pour attirer l'adoration.
Weapon number one.
L'arme numéro un.
Satan does not want to be known for who he is.
Satan ne veut pas être connu exactement qui il est.
Are we together, church? He is darkness.
Il est ténèbres.
But he projects himself as light.
Mais il se présente comme la lumière.
Yes. He is lie, liar, and the father of lies.
Il est menteur et le père des mensonges.
But he presents himself as truth.
Yes. Mais il se présente lui-même comme vrai, comme la vérité.
As a matter of fact, from the beginning,
comme le maire de la chute,
Satan has always loved to live within the economy of the truth for that age.
Satan aime toujours vivre dans l'économie de la vérité dans cet âge.
That's weapon number one.
C'est sa première arme.
Weapon number two.
La deuxième arme.
The prophet said,
le prophète dit,
when it comes to approach you,
quand il s'approche de vous,
he will like to deal with you the way your mind is running.
Il va traiter avec vous de la même manière que tu raisonnes.
And in order to do that,
et pour le faire,
he studies your weapon.
Il étudie tes armes.
Alléluia.
Are you here tonight?
Yeah.
If you watch in Genesis chapter 3,
si vous regardez dans Genèse 3,
the weapon of that church was the revealed word for that day.
L'arme de cet âge-là, c'était la parole révélée.
You may eat everything.
Vous pouvez manger toute chose.
But of this particular tree,
mais de cet arbre,
thou shalt not eat.
Mais tu ne mangeras pas de cet arbre particulier.
When the devil came into the garden,
quand le diable est venu au jardin,
in order to get attention,
pour attirer l'attention,
he was attempting to quote the revealed word for that day.
Il essayait de citer la parole révélée de ce jour-là.
The bride of Jesus Christ must rise up to know,
l'épouse de Jésus-Christ doit comprendre,
that the devil in approaching you,
que le diable quand il t'approche,
will not just come with Bible.
Il viendra pas seulement avec la Bible.
He won't get your attention.
Il va pas attirer votre attention.
You are quick to challenge him. What does he know in that Bible?
Vous allez lui poser ce qu'il connaît.
But when he's approaching you,
mais quand il vous approche,
he's going to carry his Bible,
il n'amène pas sa Bible
with a spoken word book.
Il amène aussi la parole
together,
ensemble, le message.
Because he knows when you see that,
parce qu'il sait que quand
you
vous
will
voyez
easily
cela,
be attracted.
Vous serez attiré.
You will say, God bless you, my brother.
Vous allez dire que Dieu
and from there, you can start a conversation.
Et vous allez commencer la conversation.
Is the devil dealing with you
c'est le
the way your mind
vous
is running?
Conformément à ce que la manière dont vous pensez.
You look at the story of Daniel.
Regardez l'histoire de Daniel.
When he wanted to get Daniel,
quand il voulait obtenir Daniel,
he made all those folks to be misbehaving around Daniel.
Il a fait toutes ces gens d'être se méconduire autour de Daniel.
But that never got Daniel.
Mais cela n'a pas attrapé Daniel.
When they kept malice with Daniel,
quand ils sont venus à Daniel,
Daniel would greet them.
C'est Daniel allait les saluer.
When they abused Daniel,
quand il lui faisait du mal,
Daniel would bless them.
Daniel les bénissait.
According to the scriptures,
conformément aux écritures,
they had to gather together.
Ils devaient se rassembler.
And say, we have got to change our strategy.
Ils ont dit, changeons notre stratégie.
It's there in your Bible.
He
said, if we continue this way, it will be difficult to get this man. So even unbelievers were testifying that Daniel was living above the reproach of that age. Even the unbelievers were testifying that their life is not strong enough to corrupt
Daniel.
He was a light.
Il était la lumière.
He made those darkness uncomfortable.
Il les avait rendus,
and that is what your life must be. Those things are not ordinary stories. They are to project the life of God to us. Because each character in the scripture, godly character, was demonstrating an attribute of God. And when they couldn't get Daniel by that,
ils pouvaient pas l'obtenir avec cela,
the Bible said they sat down.
La Bible dit qu'ils s'étaient
assis. If we continue like this,
ils ont dit, si nous continuons comme cela,
we won't get this man.
Nous l'aurons pas.
Then what shall we do?
Qu'est-ce ferons-nous?
Let us try him.
Tentons-le.
By the law of his God.
Par la loi de son Dieu.
And in order to try him by the law of his God,
et pour le piéger par la loi de
they
Dieu,
themselves must go to study that law.
Ils sont allés eux-mêmes étudier cette loi.
And find out what they can use in reversal.
Et voir ce qu'ils peuvent utiliser.
Knowing that Daniel may do everything,
sachant que Daniel va faire
but he will never break the law of his God.
Il ne va jamais briser la loi de son Dieu.
And they will bring something contrary to that law.
Et ils vont amener quelque chose contraire.
And the entire target is Daniel.
Et tout le,
that was Daniel's day.
Daniel.
Your day is coming, friends. That is why you must treasure these little times you have.
C'est pourquoi vous devez
to gather together.
Vous devez rester
while we still have freedom of worship.
Quand nous avons encore la
where our doors can still be open. Where preachers can still visit us.
Quand les
we must treasure
prêcher,
moments like this.
Aimer des
and make sure ceci. You are feeding enough.
Et soyez sûr
to prepare for that hour.
Vous
because no matter how beautiful here
peu
looks
peu
like.
Importe,
one of these days by prophecy.
Prophecy
it will become a weapon storehouse. You must always think of that hour, friends.
Vous devez penser à cette heure.
And it never took them long as they were studying.
Et ils n'ont pas pris longtemps quand ils ont étudié.
They just thought, thou shalt have no other God before me.
Amen.
They said, this is enough.
Amen.
It will do the work.
Ils ont trouvé là où il est décrit, tu n'auras pas d'autre.
Because they knew that Daniel would worship no other god.
Ils savaient que Daniel n'allait pas adorer.
What a testimony, friends.
Quel témoignage.
Those guys were studying Daniel enough.
Ces gens étudiaient tellement Daniel
to know the quality of his Christian life.
Pour connaître la qualité de sa vie chrétienne.
You love the Lord tonight. If you read the third church age.
Si vous lisez le troisième
age. If you've read it or you read it.
Si vous allez lire ça.
Saint Martin.
Saint Martin,
when the devil wanted to appear to Saint Martin,
quand le diable voulait apparaître devant Saint Martin,
the prophet said,
le prophète dit,
he went to study the scriptures,
il est allé étudier l'écriture,
to understand, to know,
pour savoir,
how Jesus,
comment Jésus,
will be dressed,
s'habillerait,
as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
comme roi des rois et seigneur des seigneurs.
The devil will want to deal with you the way your mind is running.
Le diable va traiter avec
he will deal with you by the things you hold dear as a value.
Il va traiter avec les choses que tu,
he has never attacked anyone outside of the message of their day.
Il va,
search
jamais,
your scriptures.
Il va jamais attaquer quelqu'un en dehors du message de leur jour.
Then when he studied it,
et quand il a étudié
Revelation 17 to 22 to 21,
et Apocalypse 19,
when he studied well enough,
quand il a bien maîtrisé cela,
he was able to see how Christ will appear as King of Kings
il savait comment
and Lord of Lords.
Apparaîtra comme roi de
my
roi
brother,
de
my sister,
frère, ma soeur,
Satan took time,
Satan a pris du
verse
temps,
by verse, Verset par verset, line by line,
ligne par ligne,
comma by comma,
virgule après
even
virgule,
to the full stop,
jusqu'au point final,
to dress themselves.
Pour s'habiller lui-même.
And he appeared to Saint Martin.
Et il est venu devant Saint Martin.
I am your Lord and Savior.
Je suis ton Seigneur.
What did
Seigneur.
He ask for again?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a demandé?
Worship me.
Adore-moi.
Always what he wanted.
Tout ce qu'il voulait.
And Saint Martin looked at him.
Et Saint Martin l'a regardé.
And from the crown of his head,
à partir de la couronne sur la tête,
to the sole of his feet,
jusqu'aux chaussures,
he was perfectly scriptural.
Il était totalement scripturaire.
Think about that tonight.
Pensez-y ce soir.
Bible complete.
La Bible totalement.
If you pick the Bible,
si vous prenez la Bible,
and you look at what was standing,
et vous regardez à celui
everything
qui
matched.
Là, tout s'est marié.
Isn't that very tough?
Cela est-il pas solide?
All the time.
Toutefois,
your power not to be deceived
pour que vous ne soyez pas séduit,
is beyond your five senses.
C'est la puissance est au-delà de vos cinq sens.
God has to deposit.
Dieu doit déposer
the super sense.
Le super sens.
Amen.
Amen.
Because this man was looking Bible, like Bible.
Parce que cet homme apparaissait comme la Bible le disait.
And he said, Martin, worship me.
Il disait, Martin, adore-moi.
What are you waiting for?
Qu'est-ce que tu attends?
Even though it looks perfectly like the scripture.
Même si il ressemblait conformément aux Écritures.
Yet something put a check.
Mais il y avait quelque chose qui a poussé Martin à vérifier.
He might not even understand.
Peut-être qu'il n'a pas compris.
And I know he did not understand.
Et je sais qu'il n'avait pas compris.
Why he shouldn't worship him.
Pourquoi il devait.
But something put a check.
Quand quelque chose a placé un test.
Brother Bram called that check.
Et frère Branham appelle ce test.
A measure.
Une mesure
of discernment,
de discernement
for every son
pour chaque
and for every daughter of God.
Et pour chaque fille de Dieu.
Now listen to me, church.
Et écoutez-moi, l'église.
I said a measure,
une mesure,
not the fullness.
Pas une, la plénitude.
The fullness of discernment is messianic sign.
La plénitude du discernement, c'est le signe messianique.
You and I can never have that.
Et vous et moi, on peut pas avoir cela.
Our pastors don't have that.
Nos pasteurs n'ont pas cela.
Whoever claims that
et celui qui dit
is speaking
l'a,
against the word of the
il
Lord.
Parle contre la parole
and
du
it's
Seigneur.
A deceiver in this last day.
Et c'est un menteur dans cet âge.
I'm sorry if you don't see it like that.
Je suis désolé si vous ne le comprenez pas comme cela.
Coming from Africa to Europe, I passed through many oceans.
De l'Afrique à l'Europe, j'ai traversé.
So I must not come here to deceive your ears.
Je viens pas ici pour vous séduire.
You love him tonight.
Vous l'aimez ce soir.
Do you know?
Vous savez
that this fullness of discernment,
que cette plénitude de discernement,
which we normally call a messianic sign.
C'est que nous appelons le signe
messianic discernment. Is not
messianic.
Even the property of William Branham.
C'est même pas une propriété de William Branham.
Are you here tonight?
Amen.
Only one has it.
Il y a une seule personne.
The Messiah himself.
C'est le Messie lui-même.
Because it is the sign of the Messiah.
Parce que c'est le signe.
Not the sign of any man.
C'est pas un signe d'une personne.
The only reason
la raison
William Branham used it
pour laquelle
or was given to use it was because in Luke 17:30
parce que dans Luc 17:30
Jesus our Lord himself said
notre Seigneur lui-même,
the signs that I showed to the Samaritans
il dit que les signes que j'ai
that I showed to the Jews
que j'ai montré aux Juifs,
I will not be here in my physical body
je ne serai pas ici dans
to
mon
show
physique,
it to the Gentiles.
Yeah.
But that does not mean the Gentiles are lesser race in God's economy. I want you to know that by the account of the scripture, you are even the most precious race. The Samaritans he called his friends. The Jews he called his brethren. But the Gentile he called his bride. So to a man, who has the closest relationship, not his brother, not his friend. His brother has a limitation. His friend has a limitation. The only man that goes with, the only one who goes with a man to the closet, before whom the man can fully unveil himself, he's the bride. So you share the highest level of intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the most precious to him. It's just that he has an appointment differently for everyone. So in Luke 17:30, he said he will not be here to do that. But he is going to send a son of man to project the son of man. That a son of man is not the Lord Jesus Christ, but he is to bring Jesus Christ to every one of us. He is not the Lord Jesus Christ, but he will bring the reincarnated ministry of Jesus Christ. So for him to be able to do that, his God will be giving that gift to come and give you to benefit. You love him tonight. Amen. So by that measure, Martins was standing there. And as he waited upon the Lord, the grace of God came down.
La grâce du Seigneur est descendue.
And said, Martin,
il a dit, Martin,
for any revelation,
pour chaque révélation,
any truth
pour chaque vérité,
to be true,
pour qu'elle soit vraie,
any preaching,
pour que chaque
any gospel,
chaque évangile,
even though it looks so scriptural,
même si cela semble si scriptural,
yet it must pass through three things.
Mais cela doit être testé par trois choses.
In the message, Christ is revealed in his own words.
Dans la prédication, Christ est révélé dans
Brother
sa propre
Bram
parole,
said,
Frère Branham dit,
it must not be misinterpreted.
L'écriture ne doit pas être mal interprétée.
It must not be misrepresented.
L'écriture ne doit pas être mal
and passée. It must not be mislocated.
Et ne doit pas être mal
are we together?
Amen.
It must pass through those three things.
Il doit passer ces trois
not
choses.
One out of three.
Pas
that is 33% failure.
C'est 33%.
Not two out of three.
Pas deux sur trois.
In God's economy, failing one, failing all.
Dans l'économie de Dieu, vous tombez sur un,
it is almighty tout. Formula, not core system. So 67% is not a pass mark. It has got to be 100%. You love him tonight. So he said, but you watch him now. There is an element of mislocation in this guy that looks very scriptural.
Qui ressemble vraiment aux écritures.
It is true I'll be dressed as this, as that, as that.
C'est vrai qu'il sera vêtu comme ceci et comme
but
cela.
That same Bible said,
mais cette même Bible
it
dit,
is the saints
mais ce sont ces
that will put the crown.
Qui le couronneront.
But this man already has his crown.
Mais ce monsieur a déjà une couronne.
So you may wish to ask him.
Tu peux chercher à lui demander.
Because you, Martins, you are still here.
Parce que toi, Martin, tu es assis.
And yet he already has his crown.
Mais lui, il a déjà reçu
you are
couronne.
One of those who will crown him.
Si, tu es l'un de ceux
you
qui
may wish to ask him how he got his crown.
Veux-tu lui demander comment il a obtenu sa couronne?
And that defeated that guy.
Et cela a
he ran away.
Il s'est enfui.
The word of God will defeat the devil.
La parole de Dieu
anytime, anywhere, under any circumstance, any day.
Chaque jour.
What are we showing tonight? That he will
soir,
deal with you the way your mind runs.
Il va traiter avec vous de la
by the things that you value.
Des choses à qui,
and I believe that was his weapon.
C'était son arme
to get all the people of the earth
pour attraper tous les gens de
subjected
la terre,
to him in worship.
Les soumettre à lui pour l'adorer.
People think that anything that has the name of Christ or that mentions the name of Christ
qui mentionne le nom de Christ
has to be Christ.
Doit être Christ.
And Satan understands that.
Et Satan comprend cela.
This is the reason he projected himself
c'est pourquoi il
and is still projecting himself as Christ
et il se fait apparaître
and is getting worship from everywhere. But thanks be to God tonight. There is an exception. Those whose names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. Allow me to show you your name tonight. As we go back to Revelation 6. Let's see tonight how we have escaped this onslaught of the devil. If you look at Revelation chapter 6 verse 1,
si nous regardons Apocalypse 6,
1, I hope it's getting clear to the church.
Je suis clair à l'église.
The Bible there said,
la Bible dit,
the one who was talking here,
celui qui parlait ici,
was and he is you.
Était et c'est vous.
Amen.
Because John,
parce que Jean,
whose account we are reading here,
dont nous disons le témoignage ici,
is your own representation.
Il est votre propre
representation in the book of Revelation.
Dans les livres de l'Apocalypse.
You understand, church?
Vous comprenez cela?
So, whatever or wherever you see John placed here,
là, partout, vous voyez,
God bless you.
C'est bien vous.
It's actually you.
C'est bien de vous qu'il
in the figure standing there.
Dans, en
as a matter of fact,
comme un homme de foi,
the scripture made us to realize
la Bible a fait que nous réalisons
that those great characters of the Bible,
que ces grands caractères de la Bible,
as powerful and as great as they are,
aussi puissants et aussi grands qu'ils étaient,
they are mere shadows.
Ils étaient rien que des ombres
of you.
De vous.
Amen.
When God brought Abraham,
quand Dieu a amené Abraham
and Sarah,
et Sarah,
and you see what happened to Haggai and everything,
et
the scripture said these things are allegory or allegory.
La Bible dit que ces choses sont des allegories.
If you learn the meaning of that,
et si vous regardez à la
it means a foretell of a spiritual event that will take place in the future. So as glorious and as powerful those lives were, they are only expressing you in a shadow form. You are the reality. Say, Father Abraham, Father Abraham. It was just your shadow. Like your prophecy. And you are the fulfillment. Aren't you glad? You've got a special place in God's mind. Hallelujah. So when you see John here,
quand vous voyez Jean ici,
that is actually you.
C'est bien de vous qu'il s'agit,
in a figure.
Dans au sens figuré.
And he said, and I saw.
Et il a dit,
so and you saw.
Et vous avez vu.
Because John's speaking here.
Parce que c'est
when Jean, the lamb opened one of the seals.
Quand Jean ouvri, quand l'agneau ouvrit l'un des seaux.
Now.
Maintenant,
this book that the lamb began to open here.
Ce livre que l'agneau a commencé à ouvrir ici.
Was taken in Revelation 5.
A été pris en Apocalypse 5.
I realize we've got old people here, so that's why I'm so slow like this. I'm not want to be slow like this, and I want my interpreter to also pick it.
Je vais pas
but I think it's fine.
Je veux que mon interprète aussi me
all right. Comprenne. Now, in Revelation chapter 5,
Apocalypse 5,
this same book,
ce même livre,
that John saw the lamb opening,
que Jean avait vu l'agneau ouvrir,
was in the hand of him that sat on the throne.
Était dans les mains de celui qui était assis sur le trône.
Is that right? Now, you don't read that now. If you are curious, I've given you a scripture assignment. So you go read your Bible at home. You know, many a time some will say, I like to read the Bible, but I don't know what to read. So I'm giving you assignments. And just as you will want your children to do their school assignments, God, your parent, will want you to do your spiritual assignments.
All
right. In Revelation 5, it was in the hand of him that sat on the throne.
Le livre était dans les mains de celui qui était sur le trône.
But that book,
mais ce livre,
being in the hand of him that sat on the throne,
dans les mains de celui qui était assis sur le trône,
is not the proper thing.
C'est pas la chose correcte.
Because the book is not meant to be in the throne.
Parce que le livre n'est pas censé être sur le trône.
It's not a book whose residence should be in heaven.
C'est pas le livre qui est censé habiter.
Its residence must be on this earth.
Ce livre doit se trouver ici sur la terre.
And when God brought Adam here in the beginning,
quand Dieu a mené Adam ici au commencement,
it was by that book.
C'était par ce livre-là.
He proved his sonship.
Qu'il a prouvé sa filiation.
Are we together tonight?
Assemblons ensemble ce soir.
God brought Adam here,
Dieu a amené Adam ici,
as his son,
comme son fils,
to be an amateur God,
pour être un Dieu amateur,
God was satisfied to be in heaven.
Dieu était satisfait d'être au ciel.
But he wanted to give the charge of the earth.
Mais il voulait donner la charge de la terre.
To something he can trust.
À quelqu'un qui pouvait croire.
Because according to Matthew 6,
parce que conformément à Matthieu 6,
he wanted his will.
Il voulait que
that is taking place in heaven
qui se passe
to also continue here.
Sa volonté au ciel se passe
in order to secure that,
pour sécuriser cela,
God must hand over the governance of the earth
Dieu doit donner le
to something that was exactly his own nature.
Qui avait sa propre nature.
God cannot trust anything that is not exactly his nature.
Dieu ne peut croire rien qui n'a pas sa propre nature.
Mm-hmm. That was why
c'est pourquoi,
the first formation of his son, the first appearance of his son
la première apparition de son fils,
upon the surface of the earth
sur la surface
was
de la
not flesh and blood.
C'était pas la chair et le sang,
because that wasn't God's nature.
Parce que c'était pas la nature de Dieu.
The Bible said God is a spirit.
La Bible dit que Dieu est esprit.
So when Adam came here the first time,
alors, quand Adam
he appeared as a spirit being.
Il est venu comme un être spirituel.
But because God wanted him to relate with his economy.
Parce que Dieu voulait qu'il puisse communier avec son économie.
Amen. Amen. He wanted him to be able to relate with his subjects.
Il voulait que lui puisse être en interaction avec
he has to condescend.
Il devait lui faire descendre
his son into flesh and blood.
Il devait faire entrer son fils dans la chair et le sang.
So that he can dress his garden.
Pour qu'il puisse regarder
and have fellowship with other creatures.
Et avoir la communion avec les autres créatures.
If he remains a spirit, he cannot do that.
En état esprit, il pouvait pas le faire.
So that was why,
c'est pourquoi,
if you look at the Bible,
si vous regardez la Bible,
after man was put in the garden,
Adam était placé au jardin,
the next chapter said, and yet there was no man to till the soil.
Le chapitre suivant dit qu'il y avait pas
but Adam was already in the garden.
Adam était déjà au jardin, non?
Because his first appearance was a spirit being.
Parce que sa première apparition était un être esprit.
And that made it difficult for him to relate with his economy.
Et cela fait cela difficile pour
so in order for there to be fellowship,
pour qu'il puisse communier
he had to condescend his stature from a spirit being to a fleshly being.
Il devait se déplacer d'un être spirituel à un être charnel.
And I tell you,
et je vais vous dire,
when God saw everything was good,
et quand Dieu a vu que tout
he handed over the title deed
il a donné le titre de
to show that Adam was not a squatter.
Pour montrer que Adam n'était pas,
he was the owner.
Il était le propriétaire.
And I tell you,
et je vais vous dire,
we have been bequeathed with ownership.
La
through the same title deed,
le même titre de propriété,
that was transferred to us
qui nous a été donné,
by the work of redemption.
Par le de redemption.
So we are not squatters here.
Nous ne sommes pas
we actually own here.
Nous
we are not going to spend eternity in heaven.
Nous n'allons pas passer l'éternité
we are going to spend eternity on the earth.
Nous passerons l'éternité sur terre.
But not in this condition.
Mais pas dans cette
as
état
beautiful ici. As your country may look like,
combien beau votre
is not fit for my eternal dwelling. There must be a work of renovation to make it a fit place for you and I to live eternally. So when Adam was ruling, was here, God gave him the title. By this title, exercise all control. And Brother Abraham said, I could see him in the garden. He exercised all.
Il exerçait tout,
he ruled over everything.
Tout le pouvoir sur toute
he
chose.
Ruled over the storms, the wind, the air, the
sur,
animal,
sur
the
animaux,
sun, everything
soleil,
obeyed Adam.
Tout lui obéissait.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Adam is going into the in this form that Adam was,
dans cette, sous cette forme,
with this book,
avec ce livre,
he never needed anything.
Il n'avait besoin de rien.
To assist his living.
Pour l'assister à vivre, pour l'aider
it
à
was
vivre.
After man fell.
C'est après sa chute
that you started inventing things.
Il a commencé à chercher les choses.
To assist your living.
Pour l'assister, pour l'aider à vivre.
We needed a car from Bambridge to come here.
La voiture de,
tonight.
Nous avions besoin de la voiture pour venir ici.
Adam never needed a car.
Adam n'avait jamais besoin de
at
voiture.
This time we're talking about.
Pendant que nous parlons ici.
Oh my. I've got to whet your appetite for eternity.
Amen.
So that you can give your all to the Lord.
Je vais vous donner l'appétit pour l'éternité.
He never needed a car.
Adam n'avait pas besoin de voiture.
If he desires to be in Dublin from Banbridge or from Northern Ireland or Belfast, all he needed to do is to think about it. And his thought will materialize. And he will find himself in Dublin Heights. 15/17 Mill Street. And he will be here tonight. If he's going through the midst of the garden, and maybe a tree has flourished with its branches covering everywhere, Adam does not need a pruning fork. Or in Africa, what we call cutlasses, to prune the branches of the tree in order to make a way for himself. All he needed to do is to look at the tree and say, Mr. Tree, adjust yourself. I want to pass. And tree will say, oh, master. And Adam will pass without any problem. If he's going and he confronts a sea, like now, I just discovered today that you cannot, even though Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, yet you cannot access other parts of the kingdom by road. So you need a ship or you need a aeroplane. But Adam never needed that. If he's going from Northern Ireland to the other side of the kingdom, all he will just be doing is just keep going. When the sea see him approaching, it is the sea that will be contemplating what to do. Not even Adam. He has no worry. And the sea has got only two options. He said, should I just part into two? So that the master can walk on dry ground, dry land, or should I gather more gravity underneath myself so that I can suspend him while he's walking on the sea? You say that's not possible. I'm showing you the picture as it was in the garden. I'm showing you the picture as it was in the garden. You think it's not possible? God gave you a Peter who walked upon the sea. He gave you a Moses who walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. So give you an idea of how it was and what your restoration will be. All by that book. And I could go on and on that. But let me save your time. I think little is much when God is in it. All right. So this book, the devil also became jealous of that. And he brought the upset in the garden. And by that, Adam fell. And as he fell, he lost the possession of the book. But before the ugly hand of Satan could get near it, God gave him an elbow. Sorry, my brother. And before Satan could recollect himself, God took back the book. Off he went. And from that time, you started hearing. And the book is in the hand of him that sat on the throne. But because the one on the throne wasn't comfortable to keep the book to himself, knowing that it does not belong to him but you, for 2,000 years, he was throwing out the announcement and challenge. Who is worthy to take the book?
Amen.
This was why John in Revelation 5 was so sorrowful and sad. Because nobody could come out and say, I am worthy to take the book. But thanks be to God. When nobody could come out, God himself decided to come. He is a spirit being.
Amen.
But he prepared himself a body.
Il s'est préparé un corps.
And we beheld the body and said, Lord Jesus Christ.
Et il a regardé le corps, il a dit, Seigneur Jésus Christ.
And he went to the cross.
Il est allé à la croix.
And he paid the price.
Il a payé le prix.
As soon as his blood touched the ground, Jesus said, it is finished.
Jésus a dit, tout est accompli.
Whatever stood between you and that book, and your repossession of the book is finished. The price became paid. You now can have access. And in order to bring it back to you, because the Lamb knows that if he took the book and he never opened the book, the work is not fully done. The book we're talking about,
les livres dont nous parlons,
without keeping you in suspense,
sans vous garder
is this same Bible.
C'est même Bible.
How many people in the world today are carrying Bible? And yet they are worshiping Satan.
Et ils adorent encore,
you know why? Because what they are carrying is a closed book. It was closed to them. They have no idea of what they are carrying about. They never came under the lamp to open it for them. This is going to be the difference between overcomers and the defeated ones in this battle of life. The Lamb knowing that for you to enjoy the blessings of the book, it must not come to you close. You know what he did? Before he delivered it to you, he started opening. So in Revelation 6, was the beginning of what? The opening. Are we together, church? Can I still go on for a little while? God bless you. So, now, what was he opening here?
Qu'est-ce qu'il ouvrait ici?
This book has got seven seals.
Ce livre avait sept sceaux.
And for it to ever give you victory,
et pour que cela vous donne la victoire,
it must be delivered to you completely opened.
Cela doit vous être donné totalement ouvert.
If you live by a closed book, you can never win the battle of this life.
Si vous avez un livre fermé, vous n'allez pas vaincre la bataille.
And you watch.
Et regardez,
the first four seals,
les quatre premiers sceaux,
deals with the entire seven church ages
traite avec tous les sept âges de l'église,
that were promised some
promis,
overcoming blessings. Are you following, church?
Cœur.
Now, here is our subject coming in plain view now.
C'est maintenant notre plein sujet maintenant.
And when you look at these first four seals,
et quand vous regardez ces quatre premiers sceaux,
is opened and exposed or revealed four horse riders.
Oh,
let me put it, four horses.
Chevaux.
Because the prophet said,
parce que le prophète dit,
there was only one rider,
il y avait un seul cavalier,
jumping on one horse or the other.
Qui changeait d'un cheval à l'autre.
Fellowship with me along this line.
Soyez avec moi.
For you to appreciate what the Lord has done for us,
amen,
and how your name is in the Lamb's book of life. For us riders, or for us, you understand what I'm saying. All right, now, these four horses, with their rider, they are to ride from Ephesians unto Laodicea. So their activity,
leur activité,
will cover seven church ages,
les sept âges de l'église,
even though they are four.
Même si elles sont tombées.
The prophet said the first rider,
le prophète dit le premier cavalier,
which was a white horse,
qui était le cheval blanc,
riding on white horse, is going to cover the first three church ages.
Il va couvrir les trois premiers âges.
The second rider,
le second cavalier,
is going to attack the fourth age.
Il va attaquer le quatrième âge.
The third rider,
le troisième,
is attacking age 5 and 6.
Il va attaquer le cinquième et le sixième.
And the last rider,
le dernier,
is for this age,
c'est pour cet
âge, Laodicea.
Cet âge ici.
Are you seeing the mathematics of God?
Voyez maintenant les mathématiques de Dieu.
4 equals 7.
4 égale 7.
All right. Now, what is the activity of this rider?
Et quelle est l'activité de ce cavalier?
Brother Branham said the activity,
Frère Branham dit son activité
is the same as the activity of the four insects.
C'est le même que l'activité des
that Joel saw
que les quatre insectes que Dieu avait planté,
Prophet Joel,
dans Joel.
Yes, saw destroying the tree.
Que le prophète Joel avait vu détruisant l'arbre.
It destroyed the leaves.
Yes. Ils avaient détruit les feuilles.
Which connects to fellowship.
Qui parle de la communion.
In order to bring food.
Pour qu'il porte les fruits.
The tree needs the leaves.
L'arbre a besoin de feuilles.
In order to manufacture food.
Pour qu'il puisse produire la nourriture.
You need fellowship.
Vous avez besoin de
in order to be fed.
Pour que vous soyez nourris.
Either in your house or as we are gathering here.
Ou dans votre maison ou bien ici.
So the insect destroy that.
Les insectes ont détruit.
They destroy the fruits.
Ils ont détruit les fruits.
They destroy the stem.
Ils ont détruit les branches.
Which is the expression of Christianity.
Qui est l'expression du
Christianisme. All the fruits of the Spirit's gone.
Tous les esprits, les
and they went for the life of the tree also.
Ils sont allés attaquer l'arbre
to reduce it to rubble.
La vie de l'arbre pour la réduire à
Brother Branham said what Joel saw in the Old Testament as insects was the same thing John saw in the New Testament as us riders. So their action is to so much impact on the Church of the Living God until they turn a spiritual church to become so carnal and dead. But there's a promise in the Bible that when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard. So, for the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse, which is a combination of other colors, God rose a standard in the ministry of four living creatures.
Dans le ministère de quatre êtres vivants.
You don't see them described as living creatures in your Bible.
Dans votre Bible, cela n'est pas écrit comme des créatures vivantes.
They were called beasts.
Ils ont été appelés bêtes.
But the prophet said,
mais le prophète
the
dit,
use of the word beast
l'utilisation du mot
to describe the character of God
pour décrire le caractère de Dieu
is derogatory.
C'est une permission que Dieu a donné.
It was the poverty of translation.
C'était seulement le manque du mot correct.
That made them to call them beasts.
Qui a fait qu'il les appelle bêtes.
So he had to go back to the original translation.
En allant au texte original.
And he discovered that it wasn't beasts.
Il a découvert
the original translation called them therion, not coons. Meaning living creatures. So we shall call them living creatures. The first one has the face of a lion. To challenge and neutralize the effects of the activity of the white horse rider in the life of the elect. The second has the face of an ox. To frustrate the violent killing power of Satan in the red horse. The third one has the face of a man. To expose the deceit of Satan on the black horse rider. And the last one has the face of an eagle. To swallow us into the heavenly places. Far above principalities and powers. By the revelation of the word. Is that right?
Amen.
Then the fifth seal has nothing to do with you.
Yes.
Souls under the altar. The sixth seal is judgment. It's been going on all the time. And it will wind up in the tribulation. And the seventh seal is not anything other than the person of Christ to reveal everything to us, which is the ministry of Christ in these last days. Are we together, church? All right. Now, the lamb stood there to open up everything.
Il avait tout ouvert.
But you watch.
Mais regardez.
He wasn't opening it up to the generality of the world.
Il n'ouvrait pas cela au commun du monde.
He has only one person.
Il avait une seule personne
that he wanted to show this.
À laquelle il voulait montrer.
So that when this one person
et quand cette seule personne
sees the exposition of these horse riders
quand verra l'exposition
from the beginning to the end, from the white horse,
depuis le blanc,
which was called a saying.
Qui était appelé,
there are so many ways we can look at this thing.
Si vous regardez,
that became a deed.
Qui
that got a false prophet
œuvres,
to establish it as a doctrine
et doctrine,
and to destroy all those who will not subscribe to the doctrine.
Qui ne vont pas adhérer à la doctrine.
Which end product of the doctrine
et la dernière,
was Nicolaitanism that enthroned one man in the place of Christ in the world today. Are you spiritual enough to catch that? That is why in those messages in the book of Revelation, you hear God saying that Nicolaitan spirit, which I hate. Because it started in so innocent form until it enthroned Satan in the person of P-O-P-E. You called it. I spelled it. You love him tonight.
Amen.
So these things were only shown to one person.
Ces choses montrées une seule personne.
John, a type of who? The bride.
Était montré à une seule personne.
Now, for John to have access,
pour que Jean puisse avoir accès
to the revelation,
à la révélation
that exposed Satan,
qui expose Satan
in all his riding capabilities,
dans toutes ses capacités,
so that whichever way it comes,
pour que dans n'importe quelle manière
John's
vient,
group will be able to identify him and not mistake him for righteousness. John had to come under the intervention of the living creatures with regards to the age they live in. God bless you, my brother. Please, can you come? Please come. I want to show you a little drama. Please come here. In Revelation chapter 6:1. Brother, what is your name, sir?
My name is Ronald.
Brother Ronald, please have the book.
Tiens le livre, Frère Ronald.
For this our illustration, Brother Ronald,
pour cette illustration, Frère
will
Ronald,
be the lamp.
Il sera l'agneau.
Amen.
What's the name?
Eli.
Brother Eli,
Frère Eli
will be John.
Sera Jean.
That is you now.
C'est vous, là-bas.
When you want to see yourself, look at Brother Haley.
Si vous voulez vous regarder, vous pouvez faire...
And permit me to be the living creature.
Permettez que moi je sois l'être vivant.
The one with the face of a... For our age, the one with the face of an eagle.
Le, pour notre âge,
now,
celui
let's watch something here.
Regardons quelque chose ici.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
when the Lamb opened the book,
quand l'agneau the seal, le livre,
when the lamp opens any of the seals,
chaque fois que l'agneau ouvre un seau,
don't forget this thing we are showing,
n'oubliez pas ces choses que nous montrons,
only happened for the first four seals.
Sont arrivés seulement pour les quatre premiers seaux.
From the fifth seal, it was a different picture.
C'était une image différente.
For you to know,
pour que vous sachiez,
the first four seals deals with the entire church ages. And how God is going to relate the revelation of each age to his bride. Watch what happened. This book is closed.
Ce livre est
and when the Lamb opened,
et quand l'agneau ouvre le
the livre, Lamb has opened the book.
L'agneau a ouvert le livre.
If you watch in that verse,
quand vous regardez dans ce verset,
even though the Lamb has opened,
même si l'agneau avait ouvert,
yet John
Jean
does not have access,
n'avait pas encore accès,
to what was opened
à ce qui était ouvert,
until there is an intervention.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il y ait une intervention.
The intervention or the mediation,
la médiation,
is the living creature for that age. He is the one that brings John to come and see what the Lamb opened. He said, and when the Lamb has opened, the living creature will say, John, come and see. In other words, John was only able to have access to the revelation of the Lamb by the messenger or the anointing of God for his own age. God bless you, sirs. You can go. Are you catching that?
Amen.
And the living creature anointing today was projected to us in the ministry of William Branham. In other words, for you to see what the Lamb opened, you must come under the message of the hour. Outside of the message, you cannot see what the Lamb has revealed. And if you do not see what the Lamb reveals, you cannot know the secret of the devil. So you will take him for Christ instead of Satan. That is your power to overcome. So you can see that it is not just the ordinary book that you're titled it. It is the revealed book. Now, let me make it a little clearer to you. Do you know that before the seals were opened by the messenger of the hour, many great theologians have attempted interpreting Revelations chapter 6? And Brother Branham even preached one of their interpretation. The greatest of them being that of Dr. Uriah Smith. And Uriah Smith, he called the white horse rider because it was white. He said, that has to be Jesus. Are you seeing the devil again? He does not want to be known for who he is. If he appears as Satan in the beginning, nobody will accept him. So he came so innocent as white. Even the theologians were deceived. So if you call the white horse rider Jesus, won't you worship him? And all the people of the earth will worship him. Are you seeing the harmony of the world? So till today, how there? Till today, the white horse rider is Jesus to them. Then when he looked at the red horse, he said, a danger is coming now. So Jesus became dangerous. Then when he looked at the black horse, black horse rider,
le cavalier au
said, anything black has to be Satan.
Il dit, tout ce qui est noir doit être Satan.
This is Satan.
Il dit, ça
so
doit être
the dangerous Jesus became Satan.
Le Jésus dangereux devient Satan.
Then when he looked at the pale horse rider,
quand il regarde au cavalier pâle,
said there's a mix up, there's a confusion here.
Il dit, il y a une petite confusion là.
And I agree with him.
Et je suis d'accord avec
to make Jesus Satan, is that not confusion?
Faire de Jésus un Satan, cela n'est-il pas une confusion?
That was what the best of theology could offer.
C'est tout ce que la théologie pouvait produire.
But thank God for these last days.
Yeah.
Thank God for the living creature with the face of an eagle. That's what Brother Branham said. When that angel came down and the seals became open, the Bible in my hand became a new book. He said the revelation came to me better than my own understanding. That is your power to overcome, friends. The revealed word for the hour. And the Lamb finished opening them in Revelation chapter 8. In Revelation chapter 10, he was standing as the mighty angel with a book opened in his hand. Hallelujah. He wanted to summarize for you everything that happened in Revelation 6, in Revelation 10. Are we together, church? Why was that book opened? Because in Revelation 6 and 8, he was busy opening. By Revelation 10, it was completely opened. And he stood there looking for somebody he can hand it over to. To go and give it to the bride. John, a type of you and I. Thanks be to God. In the seventh verse, he got one man. They call him the seventh angel. And he said, in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, the mystery of God. This is the mystery of God. Not mysteries as of many books. One mystery. No wonder Brother Bram said, this Bible is the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. So this mystery of God should be finished as he had declared to his servants the prophets. Then the finished mysteries must be given to one person. Hallelujah. Only one person offered himself in this age to go and give it. How many remember Eliezer in the Bible? The servant, the faithful servant of Abraham. Abraham wanted a bride for Isaac. The only person they could trust to do the job. Under oath. Remember, under oath. If you look at Revelation 10:1, it was under oath. Because the Bible said he had a book with a rainbow over his head. Rainbow has always been a sign of covenant. So God was under oath looking for somebody who can come under that oath, who will never hurt, who will never take away, who will bring it pure. Have you ever wondered why
Rebecca
will fall in love with a man that she had never seen before? What was the basis of loving the man you have never seen, you have never interacted with? You don't even know how he looked. It was because
c'était parce que
Eliezer did a good job.
Eliezer avait fait un bon travail.
When he went to Rebecca,
quand il est allé auprès
he
de
went
Rebecca,
with a message.
Il est allé avec le message.
The topic he wanted to hear.
Le sujet qu'il voulait écouter.
Revelation of Isaac.
La révélation d'Isaac.
That was the message he preached.
C'est le message qu'il avait
to Rebecca.
À Rebecca.
He so much preached that message.
Il a tellement prêché
until
ce message.
When he finished the message.
Que quand il a fini le message,
Rebecca could see the picture of Isaac so plain before her. Said, I will marry this man. You haven't seen Jesus physically, but you are here calling yourself the bride of Christ. You can even die for him. Why? Because an
Eliezer
in your own age did a good job. In the message ashamed of him, Brother Abraham said, if your bride is somewhere, I offered myself as the Eliezer to go and bring her. Eliezer must go with something. The open book. The revelation of Isaac.
Amen.
And that was why in verse 8, he turned away from the messenger to the one he was sent to, which is the bride. He said, John, you go take the book. Amen. The taking of the book from the hand of him, of the mighty angel, is to show in symbol to you that we will not be feeding on any man or from any man. Brother Abraham brought the message to us, but we were not feeding on him. We are feeding on the unfailing body watch. Paul said, that which I received from the Lord, the same, the same, no addition, no subtraction. I'm exhausting my brother now. The same I delivered.
La même que j'ai donné.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when John took it,
quand Jean le prend,
as we wind down now,
comme nous terminons maintenant,
John was under a commandment.
Jean était sous commandement.
Do what?
De faire quoi?
Eat the open book.
Mange le livre ouvert.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
In your mouth, it will be sweet. Is the message sweet to you tonight? It was sweet to you last service. That's prophecy fulfilling. When it comes into your belly, it will be bitter. Brother Bram said, when it comes into your belly,
Quand ça entre dans vos
entrailles, it becomes digested.
Cela est digéré.
It becomes part of you.
Cela devient
you become part of it. The life of it that you will be showing
la vie que vous allez montrer
will become a whip to the power of darkness.
Cela va devenir,
and there will be reaction.
Et y aura une réaction.
That is the bitterness. But nothing can stop your prophecy.
Rien ne va stopper votre prophétie.
Because you must prophesy.
Parce que vous devez prophétiser.
And the testimony of Jesus Christ
et le témoignage de
is the spirit of prophecy.
C'est l'esprit de prophétie.
You are here to be a proof
vous êtes ici pour
of the resurrected Christ.
Christ
in your action, in your reaction,
dans vos actions,
in every manner of your life,
dans tout,
the living monument of Christ, Christ on two feet. You are here to show that to this generation.
Vous êtes ici pour montrer cela à cette
and you only make it
et vous le faites
by eating the book.
En mangeant le livre.
Now, here is your victory.
Ceci est votre victoire.
When you feed properly,
quand vous nourrissez correctement,
I was told that you don't need those multivitamin tablets.
On m'a dit que vous n'avez pas besoin de multivitamines quand vous mangez correctement.
Because when God created good food,
parce que quand Dieu avait créé la bonne nourriture,
the organics,
la nourriture,
not the GM holes. You know, advanced countries with advanced problems.
Pas les nourritures organiquement
modifiées. And not your hybrids.
Pas des hybrides.
It's because you live more on hybrid, that's why you need supplements.
C'est parce que vous mangez les hybrides
you feed on the original.
Mangez l'original.
It has got everything.
Qui a toutes choses.
And it's got some protection. Because it strengthens your it strengthens your red or white blood cells.
Cela fortifie vos cellules blanches.
The soldiers of your body to fight every invasion.
Les soldats de votre corps pour vaincre chaque maladie.
When you eat good food.
Quand vous mangez la bonne nourriture.
And that's what this food is all about.
C'est pour ça, c'est de quoi il s'agit.
When you eat good food.
Quand vous mangez la bonne
of the spirit. Spiritual food in due season.
La nourriture spirituelle, le temps
it builds the humility of your body.
C'est là construit l'humilité de votre
to resist every sin disease.
Pour résister à chaque maladie du péché.
Every reproach of Laodicea.
Chaque
every de temptation of these last days.
Chaque tentation
to give you overcoming. Over the effect of the last day spirit.
Vous allez vaincre l'esprit de ce dernier jour.
When you feed on spiritual food.
Quand vous mangez la
and John is commanded to eat.
Et Jean, il lui a demandé de manger.
But if you are not eating.
Si vous mangez pas,
you are opening the channel.
Vous ouvrez le canal.
For the devil to take advantage.
Pour que le diable prenne avantage.
Many things are keeping you from eating.
Plusieurs choses t'empêchent de manger.
As it was in the first Exodus.
Comme cela était au premier Exodus.
Tax masters.
De les maîtres d'Égypte.
In advanced countries, we got to pay our bills.
Nous n'avons pas encore payé nos
we've got to pay our bills.
Nous devons payer nos
and that keeps you walking around the clock.
C'est là vous fait travailler toute la journée.
Effect of the last day spirit.
L'esprit des derniers jours.
Tax masters of Egypt.
Les maîtres d'Égypte.
That made the Israeli brother so useless.
Qui avait rendu les frères israéliens
by over labor. Until they had no time for their wives in order not to populate and grow in population more than Egyptians. It's happening again in these last days. 200 million demons lose upon you in the ecclesiastical realm to put you under pressure in order not to interact with your bridegroom by way of study, prayer, and fellowship
la prière et la communion
to prevent you from bringing forth the fruit of this hour.
Pour vous prévenir de produire les fruits de cette
that is why many lives
c'est pourquoi plusieurs
are only becoming a bride by name.
Ils sont seulement l'épouse
they are so barren by character.
Ils sont stériles par caractère.
Think on that tonight.
Amen.
But you've got to eat.
Mais vous devez manger.
Parents, if your children are not eating,
parents, si vos enfants ne mangent pas,
are you comfortable?
Êtes-vous à l'aise?
You said no.
We did no.
If Daniel say I'm losing appetite,
si Daniel dit, je perds l'appétit,
pastor won't feel easy.
Le pasteur ne sera pas
because he knows
parce qu'il
that
sait
that's a sign
que ce signe
that sickness is coming.
Montre que la maladie
is that right? So if you are not feeding also spiritually,
si spirituellement vous ne mangez pas,
I'm sorry to say you are sick.
Je suis désolé de
I'm very, very sorry. But I've got to tell you right fast. You are getting sick.
Vous êtes malade.
But tonight is your healing.
Mais c'est votre guérison ce soir.
May God wake back that appetite.
Que le Seigneur
because we've got to feed on the open book.
Parce que vous devez manger
day and night. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, in order to build spiritual fortification, by the revelation, the unveiling of God, and the revelation of every gimmick of Satan, so that you can end up your journey as an overcomer. The Lord bless you.
Amen, saints. Let's stand. I'm sure everybody enjoyed that.
You know,
the prophet said, church ages. There's nothing with such prevailing power as the revelation of the word. And it's not the word, it's the revelation of the word. That's why you've got to have communion with the word. So that it can unfold itself to you. And that's where you get the prevailing power. God has made the important things simple.
Dieu a fait des choses importantes si simples.
Man makes things complicated.
Dieu fait des choses compliquées.
But God knows the things that we need.
Mais Dieu connaît les choses dont nous avons besoin.
They need to be easily accessible to us.
Et elles doivent être facilement accessibles.
God hides in simplicity.
Et Dieu les cache dans la simplicité.
And if you just humble yourself,
si vous vous humiliez seulement,
He reveals Himself.
Il se révèle.
And that revelation,
et cette révélation,
gives you prevailing power.
Vous donne la puissance de
vaincre. What a privilege! Just ask musicians to come. Let's sing that song, and think of it, saints. They come from the east and west.
Ils viennent de l'est et de l'ouest.
They come from the lands afar.
Ils viennent des pays éloignés.
To feast with the king.
Pour fêter avec le roi.
To dine as his guests.
Pour manger comme ses invités.
What a privilege that is.
Quel privilège.
You know, you didn't choose.
Vous n'aviez pas choisi.
In your own life.
Dans votre propre vie.
To be here tonight.
D'être ici ce soir.
This was a divine invitation.
C'était une invitation divine.
This was God Himself.
C'était Dieu lui-même.
You prepared us a banquet.
Il nous a préparé un banquet.
Prepared us everything that we need.
Il nous a préparé tout ce dont nous avions besoin.
And the living creature came to us.
Et l'être vivant vient
and persuaded us.
Il nous persuade.
And ushered us.
Et nous fait entrer
to the tree of life in this
vers
age.
L'arbre de la vie
it's
dans
a privilege,
saison.
Friends. Let's not forget.
N'oublions pas cela.
The great things that God has done for
la grande
us.
Chose que Dieu a fait pour
you
nous.
Outwardly, you may have problems in your life.
Extérieurement, vous pouvez avoir des problèmes dans votre vie.
Join the club.
Alléluia.
Every single one of us have them.
Amen.
The Bible says you shall have tribulations.
La Bible dit vous aurez
many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Il y a beaucoup les afflictions du juste sont nombreuses.
But let's see what God has done for us.
Mais voyons ce que
He's
Dieu a
provided
pour nous.
For everything that we need.
Il a pourvu à tout ce dont nous avons besoin.
Through the revelation of His word.
Par la révélation de sa parole.
Let's feast with the King.
He come from the east and west. East and west. He come from the land of fire. To feast with the King, to dine as His guest. Oh, how blessed His parents are. How blessed they are. Behold, it is hallowed. The glowing light divine. Bless partakers of His grace, and children is crown to shine. Since Jesus has said, He set me free, set me free. I'm happy as I can be. I bear the burden of kings, your kiss so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night. My darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory. Jesus has saved me. Oh, I look on the great white throne before it, the ransoms. Oh, they stand no longer I bear. Oh, no death in that goodly land. Oh, my Savior's God.
Last verse it says, Jesus is coming soon. Now, to the believer, our trials will then be over. But then it continues on to say, but what if our Lord, this moment should come for those who are free from sin? Would it bring you joy? Sorrow.
Ou la tristesse,
and deep despair.
Ou le désespoir.
Friends, imagine.
Imaginez-vous, frère,
after Christ,
après Christ
does everything he can for you,
après qu'il ait fait tout ce qu'il peut pour
then because of the love of this world,
mais à cause de l'amour de ce monde,
you miss it.
Vous le manquez.
There's nothing more the Lord can do for you, friend.
Il n'y a plus rien qu'il peut faire
he
pour
died
vous.
For you.
Il est mort pour
he
vous.
Paid the price.
Il a payé le prix.
He's made the provision
il a pourvu
of everything that you need.
tout ce dont tu as besoin
to overcome.
Pour vaincre.
But there's a part you've got to play.
Mais il y a une partie que
you've
tu dois
got to accept it.
Pour, vous devez l'accepter.
You've got to repent.
Vous devez vous repentir.
You've got to turn away from sin.
Vous devez vous détourner du péché.
And you've got to give yourself to him.
Et vous devez vous donner à lui.
He gave himself for you.
Il vous s'est donné à vous.
To the very last drop.
Jusqu'à la dernière
of what he could give.
De ce qu'il pouvait donner.
And he's asking you.
Maintenant, il vous demande.
To lay yourself down today.
De vous déposer vous-même.
Let's come to a time of prayer.
Venons à un temps de prière.
If there's something binding you.
If
there's something holding you back,
if
it's temptation, the love of the world, the flesh, whatever it is, why don't you speak to Jesus about it? Why don't you call Jesus on the scene? Just be honest with him. Tell him that you need him to help you. Tell him that you're desiring deliverance. Tell him that you're wanting a change. Because he's the only one that can make the change. Whatever we need before the Lord, let's speak to him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do approach unto thee upon this day, and I do appreciate, Father, your grace, and I do appreciate your mercy, Lord. I do appreciate, Father, Lord, just the revelation of your word. And Heavenly Father, how I desire just to submit myself unto thee, to look unto thee. Father, we do thank you for this night. Father, we thank you once again for your faithfulness, Lord. Father, you know our hearts. You know our desires. You know exactly what we need. And Father, we just gladly receive your word upon this night. And once again, we say unto thee, be it unto us according unto your word. Father, let it be done, even as has been spoken. Father, thank you, Lord, for your grace that you bestowed upon us in this evening time. Father, just to see all the things that go on, all the confusion. Father, all of the things that take place in the religious realm. And Father, in different places here and there. Father, how glad we are for a more sure word of prophecy. How glad we are for something which is a light in a dark place. How glad, Father, that your word is as a lamp unto our feet. That, Father, we know the way that you want us to walk. And Father, you continue to lead us is our desire. Father, we do not want to lean upon our own understanding. We do not want to think, Father, that we know anything at all, because you are the great commander. Father, you know the way. Father, we just want you to be the pilot of the ship. We just want you, Lord, to be the one. Father, you're the one who started the journey. You're the one that has started to guide us, Lord. And Father, we're just trusting in thee that you'll bring us safely, Father, to the haven of rest at the end of this journey. Father, let any of our thoughts, let any of our own opinions just fade away, Father, Lord, in the glory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. And Father, may we continue to behold your glory. Father, as you unveil yourself, that you may be changed day by day into the same glory, that inwardly, Lord, Father, you may look upon us and trust us with more and more of that which you've restored unto us through this great work of redemption. And Father, we just want to lay ourselves before thee upon this day, just to bring ourselves to your feet and to thank you, Lord, Father, for the ministration of the word upon this night. May you bless Brother Dele. Father, bless him this night, even as you would rest. Speak unto him in the night visions, we'd ask and pray, Lord. And even as he'd rise in the morning, Father, may you guide him and lead him. Father, Lord, may your great anointing, Lord, Father, the great anointing that you've released, the one that you've sent, Father, to bring us to the tree of life. Father, let that great anointing fellowship with him, Lord, even in the coolness of things, we'd ask and pray and just lead him and guide him. That, Father, as yet stand before us in the new day, let that same anointing be transferred, Lord, in the preaching of the word to each and every soul, that, Father, you may usher us closer and closer unto thee to a closer walk. Father, that you may warn us, Lord, of the evils of the enemy, that you may expose his plans and his strategies, the things that he would desire to work inside of our own lives. That, Father, Lord, you would just unveil him, even as we desire Jesus, that you'd unveil yourselves to us more and more. And Jesus, we just want to give unto thee the glory upon this night for your people that have gathered. Bless every household that's represented here this night. Bless each brother, bless each sister, our children. Give us traveling mercies, Father, as we'd go from this place, get us safely home. Them that haven't managed to come upon this night for various reasons, Lord, how we pray that you'll just make a way. That, Father, Lord, each and every one of your children would be present in the new day. And, Father, bring your people in time. We'd ask and I'd pray that, Father, our hearts might be settled. Our hearts might be prepared for the ministry of the word. And, Father, even those musicians and the song leader, we pray that, Father, you would help them, Lord. That you would lead them and guide them for this. Father, music and songs that you would desire to be sung. Father, there's those things that are pleasing unto thee. And lead them into that channel that they may lead us into that channel. Father, watch over us, Lord, as we thank you for all that has been said and done. Bless the interpreter. We thank you for the job that he's done. May you bless him as well, Father, and help us. Lord, the Sunday school tomorrow and anything else that should be said and done. Father, I do think of Brother Dele's home church. May you bless them. Bless the pastor there. Bless the ministry there. Father, bless anything which they are involved in. We'd ask and pray. And Father, thinking of the services tomorrow, bless us as we gather here. Bless as we go to Brother Tom's in the evening, Lord. Let your will be done is our desire. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. This night, give ourselves into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, let's sing one more song, saints. The brother was speaking about immunity. He was speaking about you are what you eat. Let's sing that song. The original life. Aren't you so glad that God has sent back the original? We don't have a hybridized word. We don't have something like that. We have an original. Let's sing that song. The original life. The original seed. The original word. That's what I believe. Because it produces the original bride. It brings back the original power. It does everything that God desires to be fulfilled in this age is what God has done for us.
The original seed, the original word is what I believe. Oh, the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. And we caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know we are in what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life, the original life. Oh, the original seed, the original word. The original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scripture says. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by our God. Oh, hallelujah, the original life, the original seed, the original word. What I believe. The Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled. Oh, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. True Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's the original life. Oh, original word is what I have obeyed. Oh, the Son of Man. Oh, the seven seals unveiled. Oh, the new life. The original sin. We are called unto adoption. Full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God, who's the original. Hallelujah. The original sin, the original word is what I am. Oh, the Son of Man is revealed, the seven seals unveiled. Oh, original sin.
Because there's still some people that don't have the victory.
Amen.
And for their sake, let's sing the song Justified.
Amen.
Just remember, you're justified. You never did it in the first place. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what Amen. The devil tells you about your past. If you've confessed and you put it under the blood, Amen. Forget about it.
Amen.
If the devil fishes it out, it's his fish. Amen. Leave it with him. Let's turn our eyes to Jesus. Let's worship him as we go from this place tonight.
I was sitting alone and wondering
about what I'm supposed to do.
I can't deny the tides. I make mistakes. I can hide from me and you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry. Honest, I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me again, will you? Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall. 'Cause he promised I'll be victorious when I know I'm not at all. But I live that scream his voice quickened my soul. Said you've not done it in the first place, you justify. Hallelujah! Justify, justify. In the first place, you justify. Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh, he looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot, or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you're just trapped in that body. You bypassed your theophany. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Hallelujah. Justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh, justify. 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 You have not done it in the first place, you justify.
bless you, saints, traveling mercies. Just a reminder, the prophet said, there's only one thing you should be late for, and that's for your funeral. You should never be late for church.
Right.
Never be late for quiet time as far as you can. Just be late for your funeral. That's the only thing we should be late for as the bride. So may the Lord bless you as we go. God bless you.
Come on, come in, come on. The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this water. You will never thirst again. Hallelujah. The spirit and the bride. Let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fail. Oh, come and drink of this water. You will never thirst again. Oh, Spirit and the bride, say come. Oh, come on, come on, come in, come on. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this water. Thirst again, hallelujah. The Spirit and the bride, come. God's voice calling from heaven. Come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sin. Our sins have reached heaven. God sees our iniquities. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come on, come out, come in, come on. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this water. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say come. Spirit and the bride say come, come, come. The Spirit and the bride.